And let's start right in with something new from Dave Douglas.
Thank you.
Dave Douglas, brand new release on Greenleaf Music label. That's Dave Douglas's label. The name of the album is Riverside. And that is Dave Douglas on trumpet, Chet Doxis on clarinet and saxophone, Steve Swallow on electric bass, and Jim Doxis on drums. Name of that track is Thrush, a Dave Douglas composition. And Dave Douglas has that way of getting out there, but never leaving that heavy swing that you heard just there. Dave Douglas, great trumpet player. All right, time now is 5:08. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Welcome, listeners. We've got a eclectic mix of music for you today. We were at the Litchfield Jazz Festival a couple weeks ago and heard Mario Pavone play with his new ensemble. I think it's a no-net that includes an accordion. But I wanted to play some Mario Pavone that goes back a ways. This is from a septet album called Song for Septet. We're going to hear a track called The Door. Thank you. Wow, very interesting sound there. That's Joel Harrison and Anupam Shabokar. And the name of the group is Multiplicity. And the name of the album, Leave the Door Open. And we heard the first track from that album called The Translator. And to go through the personnel, that's Joel Harrison on electric and acoustic guitars. Anupam Shabokar on sarod, which, looking this up in Wikipedia, it's a lute-like stringed instrument of India. Also on that album, Gary Versace on piano and Hammond B3 organ and accordion. Hans Glawischnig on acoustic and electric bass. And Dan Weiss on drums and tablas. And also on that track was some great alto saxophone work from David Binney. And that's a new release. Yes, a 2014 release. Very interesting record. I've listened to all of it, and it definitely draws from a lot of Indian influences as well as modern jazz and even maybe some progressive rock, as you heard in that. Before that, we heard two that featured Thomas Chapin, the late Thomas Chapin, great alto sax player and flutist, actually a multi-reed player from Connecticut originally, Manchester, Connecticut. And he was on two of those albums. Before the last piece you heard from Thomas Chapin, Sky Piece, title track from that album recorded back in 1996. That would make probably one of the last albums that Thomas Chapin played in before he passed away. And that's the Thomas Chapin Trio of Thomas Chapin on flute on that track. Also on that album, he plays soprano and alto sax and bass flute, wooden flute, whistles, bells, and so on. Mario Pavone on bass and Michael Sarin on drums. And that was the great Thomas Chapin Trio that played so well in before his untimely demise. Before that, you heard from Mario Pavone, bass player in that trio we just heard. But this was Mario's own album called Mario Pavone Song for Septet. And we heard a track called The Door. And that one had in it Mario Pavone on bass, Marty Ehrlich on alto sax and bass clarinet, Thomas Chapin on alto sax and flute, Peter McAhern on trombone, Bill Ware on vibraphones, Peter Madsen on piano, and Steve Johns on drums. Great septet. Mario Pavone, not only a fine bass player, but a tremendous arranger and composer. All right, time now is 5:34. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I want to welcome all the UConn students back that are coming onto campus, moving back in for this next year. All right, let's move on to some more music. I'd like to play something from Rob Garcia Four's new album called The Passion of Color. We're going to hear two tracks from that, starting with The Caterpillar versus The Butterfly. We'll be right back. Yeah, very nice. Sonny Rollins from the album Volume 2. And we heard a Thelonious Monk composition entitled Reflections. And that features Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Thelonious Monk on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. What a great quartet. Also on that album, on some of the other tracks, is Horace Silver on piano and J.J. Johnson on trombone. So a tremendous album that I picked up recently at a used record shop. And I'm very happy with that purchase indeed. Before that, we heard two from Rob Garcia Four, and I paired those together with the Sonny Rollins track because I definitely found some, some likeness, let's say, between the Thelonious Monk compositions and those of Rob Garcia. I'm sure Rob Garcia would be glad to hear that. But that group is called Rob Garcia Four, and that's Rob Garcia on drums and doing the compositions and arrangements on that. Noah Preminger playing a fine tenor saxophone, Dan Tepfer on piano, and Joe Martin on bass to make up that quartet, Rob Garcia Four. We heard two from that. The first one you heard was The Caterpillar versus the Butterfly, and that was followed by Lines in Impressions.